Two Creations by E.C. Richards. God created two men, two Adams. 1 Corinthians 15:45 reveals the two Adams. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam a quickening spirit. The first Adam had children by natural birth, the last Adam had children by the new birth. Remember, Jesus said, as recorded in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Of course, our beloved John 3:16 follows with the way of the new birth. Simply believe the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Conflict, the two creations. All right, perhaps we can accept that, but what happens to the individual to which this new birth has taken place? This begins the mystery of the two creations. This is the meeting of a strange combination, for it is two people, spirits, in one temple, body. Hence, the running battle of Romans 7 takes place. If we read through Romans 7, we see the presence of two eyes. Take, for example, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Romans 7:19. This conflict ends in a cry of desperation. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans 7:24. Then it is quite clear two men are side by side in the body of the believer in Jesus Christ. Now, before going any further, please understand that this is a true Christian that has this two creation experience. Not a person who has never accepted Christ as his personal Savior. There are many fanciful ideas, such as the classic Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and many actual inconsistencies in the behavior of just natural people. Some people seem better, others worse. They have good days and bad days. There are apparently noble thoughts and evil thoughts, but all are the same nature if without Christ within. All sinners. All are lost unless Christ enters their life. So the born-again man is a man of conflict and inconsistency, subject to faults and yet godly. Really, it explains the whole career of the Christian experience that baffles so many people. How can a person act one way one time and another way another time? The riddle is solved. Two men are present in one individual unit of humanity. Man sees one person and thinks he is so changeable. God sees two persons, and he wants us to be conscious of two also. It is well explained by the type in Genesis 25. Rebekah, wife of one of the patriarchs, suffered with twin boys in her womb. The Lord explained, and the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Genesis 25, verses 22 through 23. Each believer has this same struggle within. It all sounds so frustrating, as if there is only trouble within us. Well, let's complete the bad news and get on to the good news. Remember, we said this presence of two natures in a Christian explains so much that we and others see is wrong. So think of a few of God's great people, honored by their place in the Bible. There comes to mind Jacob, David, and others whose faults are revealed. It is because they possessed two natures. Others' faults were not shown up, but rest assured, they had them. Even our beloved Apostle Paul had the battle, for Romans 7 is his testimony. Only Jesus had no battle with evil, for he had not sin in his nature, though he had the form of Adam. Let's bring it down to modern times, bring it to our own person. All who believe unto salvation are the abiding places of two creations of men. Adam's spirit and Christ's spirit. This includes you, dear reader, me who writes, the preacher, the most advanced Christian, the babe in Christ, the great evangelist, and the timid soul who can scarcely whisper the name of Jesus, though sincerely believing in him, all undergo God's mysterious way of this inner warfare. Then what do we do? What is our hope? Is there any hope for us? Must we ever fail? There is a way. Paul, the man previously quoted who cried out in despair, found victory through Christ and expounded it practically in Romans 8. The formula is, get anointed with the Holy Spirit, as the book of Acts 2:10 and 19 explains, and feed the new man. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6, verse 63b. The Word of God, the Bible, is the food of the new life. Read it. Heed what the Holy Spirit speaks to you concerning it. Gather with others who believe it. The victory comes by the Holy Spirit, as seen in Romans 8, well summarized by, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 4. We realize that in a materialistic, pseudo-Christian society, this victory appears to be beyond our grasp. Not so. God is greater than the world. Christ is greater than the old Adamic nature in us, and the Holy Spirit, having been received within our new heart, is greater than Satan, the tempter. God bless the new man within all of us who truly believe, and may we all go on to full growth and the exciting future God has for this mystery man, and give us triumph to the end of this natural life over the old man who has no future with God. Study Guide. 1. The source of the two creations. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Albeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 45 through 48. 2. The powerless old creation. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Romans 7:18. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6, verse 8. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Galatians 6, verse 15. 3. Receiving the new life. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Matthew 9, verse 17. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verses 12 and 13. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3, verses 5 and 6. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. 1 John 5:1. For the old and new creation side by side in the believer. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4:7. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. 5. The ensuing conflict. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26, verse 41. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Romans 7, 15. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Romans 7, verse 17. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Galatians 4, 29. 6. Victory through the new creation. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verse 63. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Romans 8, verse 10. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16.